I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, but a very pleasant 77 degrees.
Emergency traffic on northbound I-15 due to a vehicle fire. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
High on the Hill 2021.
Utah lawmakers are on the Hill today in a special session debating 22 items. We are keeping a close watch on the debates in both the House and Senate. Last hour, the House approved a bill to ban mask mandates in schools. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the latest. He begins our team coverage, the special session. Paul?
Maria, political analysts say the debate over the mask mandate ban in schools got pretty heated, but the Deseret News is reporting it eventually did pass through the House by a vote of 50 to 24. Critics say the bill's sponsor did not get a lot of feedback from other educators and that the bill actually takes away control at a local school district level. They also say that the bill sets the legislature up to be almost like a pseudo super school board. But the bill's supporters say schools can still issue mask mandates during an outbreak as long as they work with their local health board. Supporters also say that if somebody does not have the symptoms of a disease, they should not have the health mandates thrust upon them. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah is not the only state looking at school mask mandates. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an executive order that would bar public entities from mandating masks. His order would apply to schools. Abbott has argued that mask wearing shouldn't be mandated by governments, but should instead be up to individuals. House Speaker Brad Wilson says it was necessary to hold an extraordinary session in the Utah House and Senate today. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our team coverage.
Lawmakers are meeting to discuss a possible ban of critical race theory and legislation that would declare Utah a Second Amendment sanctuary. Under state law, leaders can call extraordinary sessions to handle their own House or Senate business.
We will go into an extraordinary session to talk about and discuss two issues that I think are important and worthy of some legislative discussion.
Speaker Wilson went on to say that residents across the state have expressed concerns to their representatives about federal policies in these two areas that contradict the principles and values that a majority of Utahns hold. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Utah legislature is deciding what to do with $1.6 billion in federal money in today's special session. Senate President Stuart Adams told KSL News Radio's Boyd Matheson that keeping the vaccine program going is definitely on the list of funding priorities.
We also want to make sure that the vaccines are as broadly as possible available to those who want to take advantage of them.
Other items on the special session agenda include helping kindergartners catch up after the pandemic and fixing glitches with bills passed during the general session. Two missionaries of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have died in a car crash in Denton, Texas. Elder Luke Carter from Springville, Utah, is one of those who died. Elder Carter began his missionary service in November 2020. The other missionary is Elder Eli Fowler from Pueblo, West Colorado. Now, the cause of the accident is being investigated by local law enforcement, but it occurred during a heavy rainstorm. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate, is the latest Republican who is opposed to a commission to look into the January 6th attack. McConnell on the Senate floor claims that the commission would be biased.
There is, has been, and there will continue to be no shortage of robust investigations by two separate branches of the federal government.
Democrats are pointing to the 9/11 Commission as an example of a sweeping bipartisan effort that investigated the events surrounding the day. Other national stories KSL is following. Egypt now says it's working on a ceasefire deal with Hamas and Israel, but both sides still not on board as Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket fire continues. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas says it is open to a ceasefire with Israel, demanding some conditions related to Jerusalem. But Israel's prime minister rejecting any ceasefire talks or even giving a timetable for them. Benjamin Netanyahu telling foreign diplomats, quote, "We're not holding a stopwatch. We're focused on the operation. Objectives." The IDF bombing overnight dozens of Hamas military targets, the death toll in Gaza now over 200, including 63 children. Here in Israel, Hamas rocket fire began at 5 a.m. local time and has not stopped. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The EU may open travel back up just in time for summer. ABC's chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is in London with details on the debate.
Could it be Rome, Paris, or even here in London this summer? Well, EU officials and politicians now hotly debating and disagreeing on just that, on whether and how to open up to tourists this summer. And of course, the clock is ticking, but only if they're fully vaccinated.
More than 200 million people have now been vaccinated in the EU. Another milestone for Utah's fight against COVID. For the first time in 432 days, St. Mark's Hospital in Mill Creek says they had a day with zero COVID inpatients. Hospital officials say this isn't the end of the fight, but it does feel like a welcomed light. Coming up on KSL, massive flooding continues in the south. We will have the latest as the National Guard is called in to help. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
And left lanes blocked northbound I-15 due to a vehicle fire approaching 3300 South. It's emergency traffic on northbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Targeting homes under construction.
That decision could have a significant impact.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
I know people are passionate about this topic.
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now, that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
The sun is hanging in the sky ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. And you're invited to escape into the music. This year's season includes Cool in the Gang, the magical music of Harry Potter, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Kristen Chenoweth, and more, all performing live with the Utah Symphony. And backed by popular demand, Utah favorite The Beach Boys are coming to help close out the festival. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Live performances by the Utah Symphony are back at Abravanel Hall. See the full concert calendar and get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Lawmakers are debating mask mandates in schools today in a special session, and a ban on mask mandates in the public schools has passed in the House and is now headed to the Senate. We'll continue to keep you up to date. KSL News Time 1208, the National Guard has been activated in Louisiana to help high water rescues. ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
South Louisiana is caught in a cycle of heavy rain, flooding, receding floodwaters, and then more rain. Governor John Bel Edwards says the breaks in the clouds offer only short-term relief.
The ground is already saturated. It doesn't take as much new rainfall to have a very serious impact.
And the potentially deadly cycle is expected to continue through the end of the week.
Flooding this week has claimed the lives of at least four people and left several others missing. The Flaming Gorge Dam Visitor Center is reopening its doors this Friday. Masks and social distancing guidelines will still be required. Guided tours of the dam will not be offered, but a portion of the walkway will allow visitors to view the riverside of the dam. For the first time, we are hearing directly from the teacher who stopped a student shooter at Rigby Middle School earlier this month. Krista Knighting says she heard shots in the hallway and told her students that they had to run, but then she saw a sixth grader with a handgun.
It was a little girl, and my brain couldn't quite grasp that. I just knew that when I saw that gun, I had to get the gun. And so I looked at her, and I just quietly said, "Are you the shooter?"
Knighting says she was able to take the gun from the girl, and then she immediately hugged her before police arrived. The student is now in police custody. Two fellow students and a janitor who were injured are expected to recover. 7 years after Joyce Yost went missing, South Ogden police finally gathered enough evidence to charge Doug Lovell with capital murder, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated burglary.
Doug, I'm keeping promises today.
All right.
Okay. Come down to talk to you if you want to talk about it. I'm here to serve you with the summons on a capital murder.
The audio of Doug Lovell being summoned has never been heard publicly before today. You can hear the rest of the story on the podcast Cold, Justice for Joyce, free exclusively on the Amazon Music app. We do have an emergency traffic situation on northbound I-15. Let's get the very latest in this update from Ricky Meese.
This is a vehicle fire northbound I-15 approaching 33rd South. Two left lanes are blocked. Now, the fire is out and crews are just mopping up what's left of this scene. And traffic was getting by around it just fine for quite some time, and then all of a sudden it just really stacked up pretty quickly. So if you're traveling northbound I-15 coming from Draper, Sandy, Midvale, shortly after passing the South Interchange, the I-215 junction in Murray, you're going to see the delays as you're approaching 5300 South, and it is solid up to 33rd South. After that, wide open and back to better speeds. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cut-off saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
It's a sun and clouds. Very warm today. We're up to 84 degrees. It's a slim chance of afternoon storms. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy in the afternoon. And 78, more scattered storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, incredible video shows an 11-year-old fighting with a would-be kidnapper in Florida. We will have an in-depth breakdown of how police found the suspect using that video. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news. It really bugs me when I have to throw out food because I forgot about it in the back of my fridge or cupboard. So it was really upsetting when I learned that 40% of the food that's produced in our country goes to waste. That's why I was glad to discover that Imperfect Foods is trying to do something about that. They are an online grocer that works directly with farmers and producers to make sure when they have too much of an item or when their apples or artichokes are a bit too small, they still make their way to consumers like me for a reduced price. I save money on delicious, fresh food delivered right to my doorstep, and producers don't need to throw it out. And it's not just produce. Imperfect packages up smaller cuts of meat or odd-shaped pieces of fish. My husband and I enjoyed fresh tilapia for dinner last night from Imperfect, and it was delicious. Plus, they also have the weekly staples I need, so I don't need to go anywhere else for my eggs, yogurt, and bread. See for yourself how easy it is to get fresh groceries while reducing food waste and saving time and money. Use the code SLC, that's SLC right now. You will get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people.
But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost, or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone with a dirt bag and place your order for Garden Soil Plus, compost, or mulch, and then they deliver it right to your driveway. Convenience is a one-cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload in bulk delivered right to you. From Garden Soil Plus to compost to mulch, wood chips, or cobble, convenience is thedirtbag.com. Just get online and then conveniently get in the garden with the one dirt bag you'll love. TheDirtBag.com. TheDirtBag.com.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan, and spring is definitely springing. The sun is out, and you should be too. Book your stay, pack your bags, and come and play. Catch our three-day rock and gem show this weekend. And if you miss the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber in Salt Lake City, you can see the same mind-blowing production here on Friday or Saturday. Our Gardener's Market is the place to be every Saturday with live music, arts and crafts, and fresh produce. Wait! There's the three-day Cache Valley Mountain Man Rendezvous Memorial Day weekend, followed by Summerfest Arts Fair in June and dozens of live theater performances. We got fun stuff going on all spring and summer. Or you can just relax, go hiking or birdwatching, jump on our self-guided foodie trek, and dine in a delightful restaurant. Logan is open, so come and see us. Get away to Logan, where we still wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
At Shopko Optical, our experienced optometrists provide comprehensive eye care solutions so that you can see clearly and maintain healthy vision. Visit Shopko.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The House passes a bill that bans mask requirements in schools, but critics say it takes away control at a local school level. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, add Senator Mitch McConnell to the list of Republicans against a commission that would investigate the January 6th attack. McConnell on the Senate floor claims the commission would be biased. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Partly cloudy.
And it is emergency traffic on northbound I-15, where a vehicle fire has two left lanes blocked at 3300 South, causing heavy delays back to Murray at 53rd South. Also, a surface street crash in West Jordan, 70th South, about 3700 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy today. We're up to 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 77 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Just hours after the New York Attorney General said her case involving the Trump Organization is now also looking at potential crimes, former President Trump is responding.
In a December appearance on ABC's The View, New York Attorney General Letitia James signaled this could happen.
My investigation is civil in nature. However, in the event that we uncover any conduct or activities which would suggest criminal activities, then that would change.
And her office said it is now investigating the Trump Organization in a criminal capacity, along with the Manhattan DA. Former President Trump called them Democrat offices consumed with this political and partisan witch hunt. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Following 10 days of deadly violence between Israel and Hamas and calls to de-escalate, including from President Biden, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a statement says he's determined to continue the operation against the terrorist organization. Netanyahu also says he appreciates President Biden's support for Israel's right to self-defense. Israeli forces say a dozen Israelis have been killed, including a child. The Palestinian Health Ministry says more than 220 people have been killed, including 64 children. The CDC updating the public on the cases of blood clots reported after people received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
The CDC says there are now 30 cases of abnormal blood clots following the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It says nearly all the cases are in adult women under 50. The risk of blood clots remains exceptionally low, with 30 noted cases out of more than 9.7 million doses of the vaccine having been administered so far. Health officials say the reaction is treatable, so it's important to look out for symptoms, including severe headaches, chest pain, and leg swelling. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The CDC and the FDA say the benefits of getting the J&J shot still outweigh the risks in this pandemic. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Police in Florida say an 11-year-old girl was able to fight off a would-be kidnapper at a bus stop. ABC's Janae Norman has details of how police were able to use surveillance video to find the suspect.
In the video, you see that it looks like the suspect drove by once and spotted the little girl as she waited for the school bus along a fairly busy road. He then drives back around, and that's when, according to police, got out of his van and tried to abduct that 11-year-old girl.
This morning, a community on edge after the brazen attempted abduction of an 11-year-old girl at a Florida bus stop, all caught on camera. Just before 7 a.m., this white minivan seen approaching the young girl sitting alone when a man, who police say was armed with a knife, jumps out and grabs her, dragging her toward the van.
She can tell something's wrong because he gets out, runs straight towards her. So she's able to kind of get up and face him.
The girl, kicking and punching, successfully fighting off the attacker, identified overnight as Jared Stenga, who officials say has a criminal history, including sexual offenses. This morning, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons praising that young victim.
The 11-year-old girl, who's my hero, by the way, she fought. She survived it.
The sheriff says within moments, a massive dragnet was launched. More than 50 deputies going door to door looking for the suspect and blasting these images of his vehicle with a noticeable chrome bumper. According to investigators, when deputies located the suspect hours later, he had attempted to paint that van, but still allegedly had stains on his arm from his intended target's blue toy slime.
The whole ordeal unfolded in less than 15 seconds. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We have had an emergency traffic situation northbound I-15. Ricky Meese, what's the latest?
Well, crews are still there. They're in the final cleanup stages. It looks like they're close to opening up these two left lanes of traffic. Again, this was from a vehicle fire northbound I-15 at 3300 South. The problem is with two left lanes closed, that has caused stop-and-go delays all the way back to 53rd South. But again, as soon as those lanes are open, and it looks like at least one of them is now, maybe both. It's a little hard for me to tell from this camera angle, but then we'll start to see traffic really move and start to clear out. Had an earlier accident near Jordan Landing Boulevard, but it looks like that one's been cleared. However, a new crash in West Valley, about 40th South and 50th West. Pioneer Theater Company returns to the stage in 2021. Visit pioneertheater.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Up to 84 today, partly cloudy, just a slim chance of afternoon storms. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy, and a high of 78 and another slim chance of storms afternoon. And then on the windy side on Friday, showers, thunderstorms likely, and a high of 69. Partly cloudy on Saturday, we're up 71. A great-looking day on Sunday, 70 partly cloudy. Another slim chance of showers later that day. 73 in the sunshine on Monday, and great-looking day Tuesday, 79 in sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Few fluffy clouds and 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. The Dow right now, boy, it's down by more than 300 points. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1222.
Hi, guys. Today, Wednesday, May 19th, we're doing something special. We all know ED can wreak havoc on a relationship, but did you know that we can now effectively treat the problem without pills? Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the two most powerful forms of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and get rid of ED at its core. If you're ready to get that intimacy back, well, today is your day. Call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results. You're going to love that. And today only, we're offering a lifetime warranty on our treatments. That means that if you notice results fading at any point in the future, we'll retreat you free. This is an unheard of value, and it's only good today, Wednesday, May 19th. Call us right now to claim that offer worth thousands. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. This offer ends today. 801-901-8000.
Hi, Doug Ryden. As I was pulling in the Burt Brothers location that is closest to our home the other day, I couldn't help but reflect in the, now we don't measure it in years, we measure it in decades that we have been going into Burt Brothers. I just so appreciate every time I go in there, they welcome you, they just make you feel at home, and you can really count on them taking care of your vehicle. It is so comfortable for me to recommend Burt Brothers to family and friends. As a matter of fact, everybody in our family goes into Burt Brothers. I've joked about this before. My mother thinks she is something really extra special because she'll go in and they'll take care of her tires, they'll top off her fluids, and I don't dare tell her, you know, they do that for everybody. You're going to love doing business with Burt Brothers. And by the way, if you're heading out, go to burtbrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. They're great folks at Burt Brothers. We've counted on them for decades. Go to burtbrothers.com for the location near you.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing truck.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
The price of cryptocurrencies is plunging on Wall Street. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports.
The price of Bitcoin has tumbled roughly 20% just in the past day, and other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum and Dogecoin are also crashing. The sell-off started after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said last week the company would no longer accept payments in Bitcoin. The plunge in prices has accelerated today after officials in China said financial institutions shouldn't accept cryptocurrencies as a form of payment. Some investors appear to be spooked. Regulators are cracking down on trading of digital assets. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Move over, Elon Musk. Louis Vuitton is now the second richest man in the world. Both men remain below Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his $188.5 billion. Google is unveiling the newest Android update. The operating system includes a lot more personalization with a bigger focus on privacy. Amazon will continue blocking police from using their facial recognition software. Company is expanding the ban until further notice. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow dropped 400 points on losses in shares of Chevron and Goldman Sachs. Right now, it's down by 251 points, nearly a full percent, sitting at 33,811. S&P 500 down by 21, and the NASDAQ, it's down by 25 points. Millions of dollars in fake AirPods have been seized arriving from China.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized 36,000 fake AirPods valued at more than $7 million. Agents in Cincinnati became suspicious of three big shipments from China, and when they examined them, they discovered each contained 12,000 counterfeit AirPods. They were destined for an address in Kentucky. Agents said the shape and design of the earbuds replicated the protected Apple configuration. But they said while counterfeits can often appear similar and be cheaper for consumers, they may use substandard materials and malfunctioning parts. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A check of your traffic coming up next. This week's movie show, though, it's brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
This Thursday, a special opportunity on the West Side to get your shot. From 8 in the morning until 9 at night. Come by the Megaplex Theater at Valley Fair Mall and get your COVID shot. No appointment needed. Morning and evening access. Cool RSL giveaways and RSL's mascot, Leo. It's courtesy of RSL, Nomi Health, Megaplex at Valley Fair Mall, and your friends at KSL News Radio. KSL News Radio.
Should you cover your air conditioner for the winter? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you don't need to cover it, but you're not hurting anything if you do. Unless you forget to uncover it in the spring when you turn your AC back on. Unfortunately, we get calls every year where homeowners forget to uncover their air conditioner. Do yourself a favor. Before you turn your AC on this year, take a few minutes and look around the outside unit and make sure it's clear of obstructions. Remove anything covering it. Make sure that the bushes and shrubs are trimmed back at least 18 to 24 inches and rinse off the coils with your garden hose. If you've tried those things and you find yourself with an air conditioner that still isn't working, consider calling Any Hour Services. We've put together an air conditioner troubleshooting special for any homeowners listening. For only $29, we'll send one of our certified HVAC technicians to your home to troubleshoot why your air conditioner isn't working, give you a summary of their findings, and present you with repair options. To find out why your air conditioner isn't working for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Traffic and weather together. The latest on your drive. Ricky Meese, some improvements out there on I-15.
Some big improvements. The earlier vehicle fire that had us in emergency traffic when we started the noontime drive has been cleared. Those two left lanes are open northbound I-15 at 33rd South. We are starting to see traffic move again. There's still some residual backups into Murray at 53rd South. Those shouldn't last too long. A surface street crash also in Murray, 4500 South at 9th East. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wonders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Looking at a much warmer day today along the Wasatch Front. Signs of summer returning, kind of like yesterday. We're up to 84 degrees, partly cloudy. Hit or miss thunderstorms in the afternoon. Just a slim chance of rain, though. A little better chance, well, about the same chance of rain tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 78, but it'll become windy tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 77 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
High on the Hill, 2021.
Utah's lawmakers are in special legislative session today. Among other items, they are debating critical race theory and Second Amendment sanctuaries. Both the House and the Senate will hold extraordinary sessions after today's special session is over. Democrats are calling foul. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage, the special session.
When one chamber calls an extraordinary session, they can't really pass any bills. For example, in the House,
they call themselves to convene to do House business.
Utah House Majority Communications Specialist Harry Hansen says the House is expected to support two resolutions about critical race theory and Second Amendment sanctuary. But those don't really have any teeth, so why do it?
This is just a way for us to express support for addressing those issues in the state.
The Utah House Minority Caucus issued a statement saying the resolutions are unnecessary, counterproductive, and convoluted. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our team coverage, the special session. The Utah legislature has a lot of money on the table during the special session that starts today. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas reports much of it comes from the American Rescue Plan and the COVID relief bill passed by Congress earlier this year.
State Senate President Stuart Adams says the federal money adds up to about $1.6 billion. He says they'll appropriate about a third of that for immediate needs, such as affordable housing and vaccine distribution, and hang on to the rest.
We've looked at critical areas, water, mental health, all those type of things, and infrastructure, and we're going to put the remaining $1.1 billion into those buckets.
In all, there are 22 items on the governor's agenda for the session, ranging from helping kindergartners catch up at school to rules for releasing criminal suspects on bail. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
One item we are continuing to watch closely, a possible ban on mask mandates in Utah's public schools. That proposal has passed in the House and is now headed to the Senate for further discussion. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio as we watch the issue closely throughout the day. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The debate continues over enacting a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack. Several Democrats are now voicing concerns on the floor of the House. Congressman Mike Sherrill took offense not only to those who have downplayed the events of the day.
We need this commission because despite our own experiences, despite video footage, despite testimony by police, it has been suggested that this was simply a normal tourist event.
And again, that is Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, who took offense to those things. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing a bill to ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill allows anyone to sue abortion providers who look to perform the procedure after that time limit. Other states have passed so-called heartbeat bills, but they've mostly been blocked by federal courts. The Supreme Court announced earlier this week that it would look at Mississippi's law to ban abortions after 15 weeks. For the first time, the chief executive of Colonial Pipeline is acknowledging paying a ransom to hackers. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the story.
Colonial Pipeline CEO Joseph Blount believed it was the right thing to do for the country. He told the Wall Street Journal he did not make the decision lightly, but opted to pay a $4.4 million ransom because he did not know how long it would take to return the pipeline to service. It shut down for 6 days, hampering gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel deliveries from the Gulf Coast to New Jersey. The FBI discourages ransom payments, and Blount told the Journal he wasn't comfortable seeing money go out the door to people like this. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
New charges have been filed against a Colorado husband accused of killing his wife last year. She disappeared after going for a bike ride. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Charges against Barry Morphew are piling up. It started with murder charges, and he was charged with forging a vote for Donald Trump in his wife Suzanne's name, even though she was missing and presumed dead last fall. He told the FBI he did it because he wanted Trump to win and that she would have voted for him anyway. Now Morphew is facing new charges of tampering with a deceased human body and possessing a dangerous weapon. Suzanne's body has not been found, but investigators believe she is dead. Alex Stone, ABC News.
We are hearing from the teacher who stopped a school shooting in Rigby, Idaho, earlier this month. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with the story.
Kristen Knighting, a middle school math teacher, was preparing her students for end-of-year tests when she heard a gunshot from down the hall.
It was a little girl, and my brain couldn't quite grasp that. And so I looked at her, and I just quietly said, "Are you the shooter?" And she just watched me, and I just walked up to her, and I put my hand over her hand, and I just slowly pulled the gun out of her hand. And then after I got the gun, I just pulled her into a hug.
Knighting says she was able to calm the sixth grade girl, who she hopes people can forgive. Three people, an adult and two students, were injured in that shooting. The girl is still in police custody. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And stay tuned to KSL News Radio. We will have an in-depth report with more from this teacher coming up in 10 minutes. Coming up on KSL, new polling shows how split the country is between red and blue. Boyd Matheson will join me to break it down. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A KSL traffic trooper saying construction is causing a mess with traffic on 3rd West between 13th and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Started catching Dave and Dujanovic.
Eliminating the federal unemployment benefit of $300.
We just keep giving people money.
It's too hard to say no.
Let's remove the temptation.
Dave and Debbie have a new expanded time. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. It could bring your biggest order yet, or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices, and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 6/13/21. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Security Edge requires Comcast Business Internet. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
KSL News Time, 12:35. Boyd Matheson joins me now after he got a look at some new polling on how split the country is between the left and the right. And, okay, Boyd, tell us about it. What's the latest?
Well, some of it is not too surprising. We're actually going to have Scott Rasmussen. It's his national poll. Mm-hmm. He's going to join us a little later on today. But the interesting thing to me is that it's a generic poll. So if you were looking at a congressional race across the country, right now, it'd be pretty evenly split, about 44% for the Republicans, 45% for the Democrats. But the number that's really interesting to me is the independents. There's always that battle for the independents. And right now, the independent voters are also split right down the middle in terms of favoring either a Democrat or a Republican in office. And to me, that is a really interesting thing. We've always watched this, I call them the movable middle. Mm-hmm. These are the folks from the center left, from the center right, and not just independents. But what this tells me is that neither Democrats nor Republicans are connecting with that group. Neither one of them are showing that they can lead, showing that they can deliver on issues that matter. And also interesting from this polling, the things that matter to this group mm-hmm. are community, compassion, self-reliance, and opportunity or upward mobility. So they're not the normal things you would think about of, oh, that's going to sway me to engage in the political process. It's really this idea of community, compassion for those around us, and then, of course, that upward mobility, the opportunity to live your version of the American dream. But neither side is connecting.
So what do we learn from this? What can we take away from it that will actually be helpful?
To me, the most important thing, if you're looking at it from a political standpoint, I think both sides have to recognize that it's time to step away from just the heated rhetoric, the lobbing bombs back and forth. We complain about Israel and Hamas lobbing mm-hmm. bombs. We do it online every day in this country, and we spend a lot of time on the back and forth. And what these voters are saying is they're exhausted by that. And because they're exhausted by it, they're disconnecting from the political process. So if we want people to engage in the political process, we need to be talking about things other than how evil our opponent might be.
All right. Thank you, Boyd. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get a look at your drive now. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Maria. We are looking so much better on northbound I-15 going from Murray into South Salt Lake, all clear. No problems as you're traveling any of the valley freeways, actually. We're in really good shape there. We have had a couple of problems. One has been a crash called out on 4500 South. I've had two locations reported for it. The scanner is calling out the crash at 9th East. A KSL traffic trooper saying it's actually at 1300 East. So watch both of those locations. Then we also have a KSL traffic trooper saying construction causing delays 3rd West. This is between 1300 and 2100 South. You're also going to see construction that causes slowdowns off and on and either direction on 5600 West between I-80 and California Avenue. Utelite's new Soil Builder Max is nutrient-rich compost guaranteed to improve, replenish, build, and it will bust clay and the competition. Use it in your yard. Available at your local garden center. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Climbing up in that temperature today, 84 degrees, partly cloudy skies, very summer-like. Slim chance of storms this afternoon. And then tomorrow, another slim chance of storms becoming breezy and a high of 78. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
78 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, a teacher who stopped a sixth grader during a school shooting in Rigby, Idaho, is speaking out for the first time, explaining how she did it. You're going to hear that next, right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mountain West Medical Center. You'll find an accredited chest pain center for heart attack symptoms, a level 4 trauma center, and specialists in general surgery and orthopedics. Plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. Mountain West Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff.
Amanda, we want to make sure everybody out there knows that the Utah Honda dealer's lots are loaded with savings on the entire lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. It's all happening during their Memorial Day sales event. And if you have a trade-in, it has never been worth more. And so that dream of owning an Accord, a Civic, a minivan, an Odyssey, a Ridgeline could come true for you right now by stopping into your Utah Honda dealers.
I've been thinking about trading in my Accord. On another Accord. Maybe getting a hybrid this time. I've had a chance to drive this brand new CRV, and let me tell you, my thanks to Lorenzo at Ken Garf Honda in Orem. The CRV is beautiful, it's comfortable, it's fun to drive, it comes in a hybrid option, it has multiple trims, it comes with the leather and all of that, and the heated seats and the wireless phone charger, and it has that hands-free power tailgate.
Hurry in today to take advantage of selection savings and huge trade-in allowances. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
As you head back to the office or wherever you're headed this afternoon, remember you can take us wherever you go on the KSL News Radio app that is sponsored by Any Hour Services. You want to know the very latest on what's happening on Capitol Hill and the mask mandate in schools, you can check it out on the KSL News Radio app. KSL News Time, 12:45, the three things you need to know this hour first.
House Speaker Brad Wilson says it was necessary to hold an extraordinary session in the Utah House and Senate today. The session will be focused on a possible ban of critical race theory and Second Amendment sanctuary legislation. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a bill signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott will ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. This will allow anyone to sue abortion providers who look to perform the procedure after that time limit. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a good drive in progress on the Valley freeways, including northbound I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo. But we have had an accident called out at 4500 South and 9th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's warming up today, 84 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunshine, and we've hit 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The head of Colonial Pipeline acknowledged paying a ransom to hackers who disrupted the country's major supplier of fuel.
Colonial Pipeline CEO Joseph Blount believed it was the right thing to do for the country. He told the Wall Street Journal he did not make the decision lightly, but opted to pay a $4.4 million ransom because he did not know how long it would take to return the pipeline to service. It shut down for 6 days, hampering gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel deliveries from the Gulf Coast to New Jersey. The FBI discourages ransom payments, and Blount told the Journal he wasn't comfortable seeing money go out the door to people like this. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Debate continues on the House floor ahead of a vote later today on whether to form a bipartisan January 6th commission. Republican leaders in the House and now Senate say they are opposed, claiming it could interfere with investigations already underway. Meantime, the FBI announced today it's made 6 more arrests, adding to the more than 400 arrests so far from that day. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We are hearing from the teacher in Rigby, Idaho, who stopped a school shooting earlier this month. ABC's Amy Robach has the full story from the teacher herself.
It was a little girl, and my brain couldn't quite grasp that. And so I looked at her, and I just quietly said, "Are you the shooter?" And she just watched me, and I just walked up to her And I put my hand over her hand, and I just slowly pulled the gun out of her hand. And she allowed me to. She didn't fight. She didn't give it to me, but she didn't fight. And then after I got the gun, I just pulled her into a hug because I thought, this little girl has a mom somewhere that doesn't realize she's having a breakdown and she's hurting people.
Kristen Knighting, a middle school math teacher, was preparing her students for their final exams when she heard a gunshot from down the hall.
I got up and I walked to my door and I just looked out and I just saw one person in the hallway quite a ways down. And it was our janitor, and I shut the door, and I came back in, and then I heard two more shots. And so I just told my students, we are going to leave. We're going to run to the high school. You're going to run hard. You're not going to look back. And now is the time to get up and go.
Authorities say a sixth grade girl pulled a handgun out of her backpack and started shooting inside Rigby Middle School. She then moved outside where she continued to fire.
We heard one gunshot, and then right after we heard another, and we heard multiple kids screaming. And my friends and I were freaking out, and we were hiding in the corner of our classroom.
Three people were injured. Two students and a custodian were rushed to the hospital.
One of the boys just started talking about, ouch, I'm shot. And I just looked at him and I said, are you shot? And he said, yes.
Moments after trying to help the boy, Knighting looked up and saw a gun.
I just knew that when I saw that gun, I had to get the gun.
Knighting hugging the girl as she called 911 with her cell phone, waiting and embracing until police arrived.
After a little while, the girl started talking to me, and I could just really tell she was very unhappy. And I just kept hugging her and loving her and trying to let her know that we're going to get through this together.
The prosecutor's office telling ABC News the girl is still in custody and has been charged, Knighting hoping people can forgive her for what she has done.
She's just barely starting in life. And she just needs some help. Everybody makes mistakes. I think we need to make sure we get her help and get her back into where she loves herself so that she can function in society.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. What an incredible story. Let's get you up to date on the drive now. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, I am seeing big backups, and it's both directions. An earlier texter, a KSL traffic trooper reporting construction, really jamming up the drive on 3rd West between 1300 and 2100 South. I'm seeing that it actually starts prior to 1300, maybe even 1100 South, and continues down to 2100 South. And if you're traveling westbound on 2100 South, backups there from Main Street to the I-15 junction. Now, overall, Valley Freeway traffic looks really good. We haven't had any more problems reported there. In fact, if you are on I-15, good speeds up and down that corridor between Ogden and Provo. Your home has been your sanctuary. This spring, brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Hey, we're up to 84 today. Partly cloudy and a slim chance of afternoon storms. Another chance of storms tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 78. It's going to become windy tomorrow, though. And then windy on Friday. Showers, thunderstorms, and a high of 69. Partly cloudy on Saturday. We're up to 71. Great looking day. About the same on Sunday with a slight chance of storms. Sunny on Monday, 73. It's warmer Tuesday up to 79. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets in negative territory for the third day in a row. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Are you pulling your hair out trying to buy a home in Utah or Idaho? Can you be a buyer that can offer over asking price and then get the home? Well, the answer is yes. You just need to talk with Rick at Loans by Rick, 801-809-SAVE for more information. Rick will get you approved through underwriting without a property address.
No way. Yes way.
Once you know your maximum loan approval amount, you're ready to compete with out-of-state buyers flocking to Utah. Call Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com for details. Whether you're buying or refinancing, interest rates are still under 2.99% on a 30-year loan and under 2% on a 15-year loan. Close your loan in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close.
He can't do that.
Oh, yes, he can. If you need some cash back, Loans by Rick does that too. Where else
aren't you going to go?
Click loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106, or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179, are equal housing lenders. Interest rates mentioned are not APR rates. Some restrictions apply.
I work hard, so I don't often have time to relax. I do make decent money, but my portfolio isn't very diversified. Retirement is a long way off, but I still deserve a piece of luxury. That's why I drive a Cadillac.
Cadillac owners have changed. The luxury hasn't. Visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac for a test drive today at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good.
KSL News Time, 12:54, another sign of emerging from the pandemic, tuxes and prom dresses. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
It is a rite of spring, high school proms, and from last year to this year, the change couldn't be bigger.
It's gone full circle from nothing to everything just like it used to be.
Richard Levine owns Rochester Formal Wear in New Jersey, a shop that's seen 115 springs come and go, surviving everything from the Great Depression to the Great Recession.
Luckily, we survived the pandemic. Unfortunately, some people did not.
Now, racks of suits going out to prom-goers like high school senior Colin Devine.
A lot of my stuff this year has been canceled. I'm just really happy that I have my own prom this year, and I'm ready to go get dressed and have a nice dinner for prom.
Another senior, Ben Pascal, getting ready for his prom, saying goodbye to his high school years and the pandemic in style aboard a battleship, the USS New Jersey.
I feel pretty good. We're having it on the Navy ship, so it's pretty exciting. I don't think we can dance or anything, but I think it's going to be a good time.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We do have some breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Add Smith's Food and Drug to the list of stores updating their mask rules. The grocery store says they will no longer require masks for fully vaccinated people starting tomorrow. Company says non-vaccinated employees will still be required to wear masks, and they will request non-vaccinated customers to wear them. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Convenience chain Come and Go is coming to Utah next year. The Iowa-based company announced this week it will open a handful of locations in the Salt Lake City area. KSL Drives, Tesla isn't unloading its Bitcoin anytime soon, despite the crypto dropping as much as 30% today. Elon Musk tweeted this morning his company has diamond hands, meaning they will hold through the dips and spikes. Under Armour is joining a growing list of companies raising their minimum wage. Company is bumping hourly workers to at least $15 an hour starting next month. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 383 points. That's more than a full percent, sitting at 33,677. S&P 500, it's down by 39. The NASDAQ down by 87 points.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.